I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey.
All right, Taz and the Moose with you here on this Monday morning. CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
There you go. Thank you, Mean Gene. As we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. You've got Mike and Pete across the way. Andrew with your updates. Final hour here of Taz and the Moose here on this Monday morning. Let's get to it. Here we go, the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Vikings outlast Cowboys 28-24 in Sunday Night Thriller.
Okay, like, there you go. What, I mean, did he do that inside like an aluminum can?
Yeah, it sounded terrible. Very tinny.
Our studios.
Hold on, man. That's Andrew Bogus.
It is.
Team update, man. And we're in this palatial radio station.
Did he have a mic cover on the mic?
I can't answer that question.
I don't think he did. It sounded like
this
did
is not. Andrew Bogus.
Now that sounds right.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike, what happened?
It's the Bogus good. That's how it sounded.
Yeah. All right. That's okay.
So the Vikings jump out 14-0. It didn't sound great. I agree with you, Dennis. Did not sound great, but we digress. We move on. No Zach today. We got Bogus doing the three for us. So the Vikings last night jump out 14-0. The Cowboys come rolling right back. I thought it was important, you know, Taz, kind of a pivotal point of that game for Minnesota to go into the lead, halftime with the lead. I thought that field goal late first half to have a 17-14 lead going into the break, I thought it was a key field goal for the Minnesota Vikings. They had played too well in the first half not to be leading at the half.
Right.
They blow a 14-0 lead, and then after that great Stephon Diggs catch, right around the 30, 35-yard line of the Dallas Cowboys, they're able to get into field goal range and kick that field goal to take a lead at the half. I thought that was important.
Yeah, I did too. And by the way, Diggs is just, you know, he's...
great player.
He really is. And I want to point out, he was actually wearing some pretty cool cleats. He was wearing Stone Cold Steve
That's
Austin.
That's right, I saw that.
Airbrush cleats painted up by a friend of mine. His name is Mosh, and he does a lot of these guys' cleats, these custom cleats you see. He's an artist. And he does, he's actually very good friends with Diggs. He's a big Vikings fan. He lives not far from you in Connecticut, actually, this guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he actually listens to our show sometimes. So shout out to Mosh if he's listening.
There you go.
But he's the guy who paints all these guys. You should give him a follow on Twitter. He's a good dude.
What is he on Twitter?
Mosh Jones? No, let me see. Hold on, wait. I'll tell you right now. It's, hang on, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't mind,
this is not part of the three.
No, I know. But
I'll shout him out hardcore right here. MACHE275.
What?
Well done. Oh, by the way, side note, Moose is looking for that.
Oh, the guy who does the art of on the shoes.
Okay. Oh, the guy does. You said that just like the guy does radio on Florida.
No, that's his Twitter thing.
That's his Twitter. Yeah, that's him. That's Mosh. Right,
Mosh. There you go.
Yeah,
I just followed
and
maybe he'll follow me back.
We heard that drop by Steve Austin. That's by the way, the Taz show.
I think he's a Vikings Taz fan show. Too.
I just told you that.
Is he?
Yeah. See, well, if I did that, you'd be like, well, you're not paying attention? I just told you, he's a big Viking
fan. I'm sorry. You're right. I wasn't paying attention.
He's very good friends with Diggs. There's tons of players. If you look at his Instagram, it's even better than this. Like, his Instagram, just to look at his stuff. Like, he just does amazing, amazing work.
Oh, like, he really does. He loves the Vikings.
Loves the Vikings.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. But he's a big guy. He played college baseball someplace. I can't remember where. But
okay.
He's out of college now. But a really good guy. And he lives up in your way. He's not far from you. Where he does his studio is.
But he's up in what part of Connecticut?
Not far from you, man. Not he's like not Stanford. He's more like I don't know, maybe towards, like, not far from, like, Fairfield University, like, that area, near Fairfield. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. That's
somewhere in that area.
Somewhere in that
yeah,
area?
Yeah, somewhere, like, up there. Maybe a little further up, maybe towards Bridgeport, something like
oh,
that.
Oh, the cleats are beautiful. He did a really
does
nice
amazing
job.
Stuff. The yeah. guy does amazing for several years now. He does a lot of stuff.
I'm sure that's not
sneakers and stuff. He does a lot of sneakers
oh,
for
yeah.
He did. I think his first, I had him on my podcast once, and he did a deal where I think he painted up some for LeBron James a while back. And I think it was LeBron, and LeBron wore them or mentioned them, and he blew up.
Really?
That was a few years ago.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
That's how it all happened.
Good for him.
Yeah. Really good,
for him.
Good artist.
That's good.
Yeah.
He does a nice job, and those are beautiful cleats
yeah.
that Diggs was wearing yesterday. The Cowboy fan clearly bothered. You know, it's a game in which they go in, they're hoping for the victory, they get off to yet another slow start, they rally, they take a 21-20 lead, and then you see the you know, and then you see the Minnesota Vikings with the Dalvin Cook touchdown right at the end of the third quarter, and then they hold on to the 28-24 victory to the Minnesota Vikings, and now they're 5-4, 1-4 versus teams outside the division, 4-0 against teams in the NFC East. That's a problem. Elliott was shut down last night by the Minnesota Vikings. He did next to nothing. What, 20 carries? I believe it was, what, 47 yards
yeah.
on the night. That's it. And a lot of pressure here is on Jason Garrett because they're expected to be a playoff team this year, the Dallas Cowboys
yeah.
are. And they're sitting here at 5-4. They can still get their Taz, but they got to get to winning. And I just
they
don't know
it.
How
and Cooper
good...
played good. You got to give gotta tip the cap to Cooper.
Cooper played well, and
yeah.
so did Prescott.
And Prescott,
I mean, Prescott
did
threw for well over 300 yards
almost,
and three touchdowns.
He threw for almost 400 yards, I think, right?
Yeah, 367.
He was up there, yeah.
He played well. Here is Garrett, you know, after the loss.
Yeah, obviously we're trying to score a touchdown, and we got into a, I think it was a second and short situation, and we tried to run it a couple times just to get the first down, and they did a good job defending those runs, and got to a fourth down situation and just weren't able to convert it.
How about Dak Prescott here? Take a listen.
Definitely frustrating, but as you said, had a chance, had an opportunity right there at the end. As a quarterback, can't ask for more, right? Ball in your hands. Fourth down, chance to make a throw to win the game, and they made a great play. They made more plays than we did when it counted and beat us situationally.
Yeah, Kendricks was an amazing linebacker.
Tremendous player
for the Minnesota Vikings.
Underrated.
How about for Zimmer? Here he is, the Vikings head coach. Give him credit and that team credit. That's a hell of a win. Take a listen.
Defensively, thought we fought like crazy. Came up with some big plays. The you know, the disappointing thing for us, we gave up about three or four third and 12s to let them to keep drives going. But good game. Proud of this team, the way they fought and the way they worked.
And how about Kirk Cousins, everyone, the maligned quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings? Well, not finally, he's done it before, but he beats a good team, a team with a winning record on the road, no less. Here's Captain Kirk after the win.
Proud of the way we played, the way we fought. Never is going to be perfect, and so you got to find a way to still get it done, and we did. And it was close, but I think that's what we expected. So just proud of the fight in our team, and you know, look forward to now hopefully getting back and getting to work for Denver and coming back home. Looking forward to getting back home in front of our fans.
I dipped in and out a couple times during this game.
Yeah.
I watched most of it. Didn't Kyle Rudolph make like a crazy catch?
One-hand catch.
It's a touchdown, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I know. I had the sound off, and
yeah.
I had... Yeah, it was crazy catch. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know if he was out of bounds. I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, they got two good tight ends, Rudolph and Irv Smith.
Smith, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, whose father was a longtime tight end in the NFL as well.
Yeah,
remember his dad. So, good win for the Minnesota Vikings. All right, next.
Number two.
Chiefs and Saints suffered disappointing losses.
Oh, God. Oh, what an effect he put on his voice there. Yes, they do. You know, how about Kansas City Chiefs? Return of Patrick Mahomes. First time since suffering the dislocated kneecap from Mahomes. Matt Moore filled in instead and played relatively well. They go on the road in Tennessee. You know, a back-and-forth game. At certain points, I thought Kansas City had gained control of it. Ryan Tannehill, of all people. I mean, think about that. Ryan Tannehill leading the Tennessee Titans back to victory, Taz.
God.
They get the two-point conversion and take the three-point lead. And then, amazingly, after a great throw by Mahomes, they get into field goal range. And then to try and tie it late, long field goal gets blocked by Tennessee. A beautiful play coming right off the edge where you dive right across the face of the kicker. Beautiful block. It really is. It's kind of what
That's the perfect block. Perfect.
Oh, it's the special teams coach dream.
Yep,
I mean, that's one that's going to be on basically. They're going to be running that back in special teams meetings left and right. This is what I want. This is what I want.
Oh, that's funny.
Great block. That's a hell of a win for the Titans.
It is. And, man, I'll tell you what. Just hand the game ball to Derrick Henry. I mean, this guy ran for 188 yards. I mean, he had a 68-yard touchdown. Really, he... It's Tannehill. He had 181 yards. It was. I mean, he protected the ball. He did the right thing. No interceptions. But Derrick Henry just ran amok. I mean, it really just. But
he was great.
He was. He played really good, man. You got to give him a lot of credit.
He did. Here is Vrabel, the Titans coach, after the win.
We knew if we held him to a field goal, that we would be just fine. And then we put the pressure on them, and they made a mistake. We were able to get the ball in a position to go down there and score.
Got an interesting inflection.
He does.
Where he talks.
Bam, bam, well, it feels like he's about to stop all the time.
Right, correct. That's it. I thought it was just me. Yeah, it's just.
Feels like that's the end, and then there's more.
You're waiting. There's more.
That's exactly right. Here's Mahomes after the loss.
I trusted in those guys, the doctors and the training staff, when they told me I was ready to go. But I mean, obviously, you want to get out there, get hit. It's just to kind of get you settled into the game. But I had full confidence I was going to be able to play this game.
Yeah, it's good to have him back, but that's a tough loss for Kansas City. And speaking of tough losses, how about the New Orleans Saints as they are home against the Atlanta Falcons? 1-7, 7-1. Those were the records of these two teams going into the Week 10 battle down in New Orleans. The Saints were a 13.5, 14-point favorite. Falcons coming off the bye week. And not only do the Falcons win the game, they win the game 26-9.
Yeah, beat down.
Right.
Shocking. On the road, in that tough dome against those tough Saints, that unbelievable team, tremendous team, and against a future first ballot Hall of Famer in Drew Brees. It was. I don't know how. It's hard to explain how they pulled it off, but they did. I mean, the Falcons did it, and Saints just couldn't score. They had three field goals, and the fourth quarter they had 0 points.
Time of possession, played a relatively clean game, took care of the football. They ran the ball effectively, Taz. They were able, I think the penalties for New Orleans did them in. It's not like New Orleans turned the ball over four or five times, Taz. They just got beat at the point of attack, amazingly enough, because you never saw this kind of performance from the Atlanta Falcons coming.
Yeah, even the first downs for the game, I mean, the Saints had 18 first downs, where the Falcons had 24. Who would have thunk that? I mean, so... They had time possession. They led there, too, obviously, helping to win the game in dominant fashion. The Falcons shocked the world of this. This is probably the biggest upset, I guess, of the weekend. I guess would you throw college football in there, too? Or we go too far? I'm trying to think. Minnesota?
Well, I wouldn't say Minnesota.
Minnesota.
No, Minnesota was what? A 6.5-point dog at home, right? 6.5.
I think they were 6.5.
Yeah, this was 14.5.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. It's the most surprising. I'll put it to you this way. I think it's the most surprising performance we've seen in the NFL up until this point. Now, I know we're going over a lot of games. I mean, we're going over 160 games now, thinking about in the regular season. I can't think of a bigger upset.
Man, I feel like there was something a couple weeks ago we talked about. It wasn't the Ravens beating the Pats. That wasn't a big upset. I mean, it was surprising, but it wasn't a big upset. It was something else that happened.
Now,
was it your Redskins?
Redskins won a game. Yeah,
that's the big story. Well, they won a game. No, there was. I think it was the Redskins. There was something that was pretty
surprising with Washington.
I'm trying to remember. It seems like it was ages
I'll
ago.
I'll put it into perspective. What was it, Mike?
The Redskins just beat the Dolphins. So I don't think.
Yeah,
that was
no.
It.
So
wasn't that?
I'll put it into perspective. Now, this is just one knockout pool.
All right.
Right?
I'm not in any. I wasn't invited.
No, I know. And this is not one here. This is a big money.
Oh, wow.
I won't even go into more details because I don't want to bring attention to it. Yeah. But anyway, this is a knockout pool. There were 1,100 people alive in this knockout pool going into yesterday. Mind you, the pool starts out with about, I would say, anywhere from 9,000 to 10,000 people involved. So there was 1,100 people left.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. Where is this thing based out of? Vegas?
We'll talk offline about this. We'll talk offline.
Wow. Okay, good.
It's not that far.
All right. No.
I'll put it that way.
Okay.
All right.
That's a lot of people,
1,100 people were left going into yesterday. With the Colts lost to Miami and with the Saints lost to the Falcons, it went from 1,100 to 155.
Oh, man. Wow. That's heavy, dude.
Think about that. There was another
knockout pool
that went from 585 to 80.
You just happen to notice. Not that you're in all of these knockout pools.
No, not that I'm in it. Right. My wife's listening, unfortunately, right now.
Yeah, don't worry. You really do your research on knockout pools.
All right, next.
Number three.
Steelers continue surge. Defeat the Rams 17-12.
They've won four in a row.
Why is he so condescending?
I don't know.
He ruins the whole update. It's got to be about him all the time.
You know who made a surprise?
I know he hears me too. Well, I don't care. I'm not afraid of him.
Steelers. You know who made a surprise appearance asked the pros question of the day last week?
Mark Chernoff?
Bawami.
Wow, I didn't know this. I didn't get the memo. I didn't hear about
Bawami
this.
Bawami circled in. We had to ask the pros question of the day, and Bawami answered it.
What a great creative idea by Bawami and his staff.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Bawami working his way in. He's thinking about the future.
The magic happened. Line of day three. Whatever. I was going to say the magic happens when I'm not here, but I'll leave it alone. You stumped me.
It does not happen.
Not a magic.
Stop.
Bawami makes an appearance?
Yes, should do that. We got to have Zach come in do a three again. Bawami's got to be regularly answering the Ask the Pros question of the day.
Bawami has an extra day left on his deal.
Yeah.
You looking to have a Bawami-Zach Barton exchange?
How great would that be?
How about them breaking down... like Andrew Bogus's play-by-play on a Lehigh versus Navy soccer game.
That would be championship radio.
To a tackle value, huh?
That would be championship radio. Anyway, give the Steelers credit. Home, Rams, defense played great. Vince Patrick's been amazing since they acquired him from the Miami Dolphins. Tomlin's done a great job coaching this team up. Mason Rudolph. They're not as dynamic offensively as they once were, but they can lean on that defense, and that defense played very, very well at home yesterday against the Rams, Taz.
Yeah, no, I know.
Four in a row, they're 5-4. They're relevant in the AFC. Never thought you'd see that.
Yeah, we talked about it before. It's crazy, man. The Steelers just, I mean, you gotta tip your cap defensively. I mean, the way they're playing right now, we talked a lot about Minkah Fitzpatrick, what he's doing. Great stuff in that defensive backfield. Joe Hayden. You know, they're really super solid defensively. And like you said earlier, too, you mentioned Roethlisberger being like a quasi-coach, helping Mason Rudolph out. It's great. I mean, they're doing good stuff right now. Very impressive win. But more importantly, I know the Rams are on the road playing in the Steel City. The Rams are sitting 5-4. What the hell happened?
I know.
McVay, anybody who knew McVay is going to be a head coach. What happened? The honeymoon is over. I mean, listen, NFC champion. The prediction by me was the Rams. I'm going to be wrong. I'm going to be wrong on that. Moose, you're going to be wrong.
Well, I still have the Saints. I'm still alive.
Right. I was going on a hot take.
Sorry. Let me shut my mic off.
No. I was about to say was going to be wrong anyway, because I'm looking. You picked the Rams to win the NFC West. That's what
I did. I'm going to be wrong on that.
Yeah.
They're not winning the NFC West.
What's going on with that, man?
They've been terrible. Crazy, right? I agree. The offensive line struggled. Goff has regressed. It
just got paid this year, too.
He just got paid. You're right. And Goff has not played well. He's not played well. That offense has not been great. It was not really the defense's problem. But also, they're taking on a defense led by Mason Rudolph, too. I mean, it's not exactly like the best offense in the National Football League when you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. So
the Rams are sitting, ladies and gentlemen, third in the West right now. The 49ers are 8-0. Neither Moose or I figured that out. The Seahawks are 7-2. The Rams are 5-4. And the Cards are 3-6-1. There's your breakdown of the NFC West.
Before we head to the break, because that was the three there, you have a nice breakdown of the NFC West. Do you think I will successfully fix the electrical outlet in my house?
I'm stopping you in the middle of your sentence.
No. Mike, do you think I will?
Yes.
Pete, do you think I will?
That's a no. You'll need some help.
So that's no.
No.
Okay. You need to have...
Thank you.
Are your kids, they're off from school?
They're not, yes, they are. That's right, they are.
That's going to be fun when you go home. So you could have, your oldest is Jackson, right?
Yes.
Have Jackson hold the iPhone.
I forgot they're going to be off. I thought nobody was home.
I changed my answer.
He's pissed.
No, I thought it was a
The reaction is tremendous.
I thought it was a clear house.
You just had a little epiphany right there.
I did. Boy. I thought it was a clear house.
Oh, no, no. It's not. You're walking into the jungle, buddy.
I know.
So
I thought the house was clear. Shut the electricity off, a little peace and quiet.
Yeah, no.
Be able to focus in. This is going to be, Daddy, let me hold the screws. Daddy, let me hold the light. Daddy, yeah, because, let me do this.
You know, it would be good.
Then they'll start fighting each other.
Well, if you have Jackson hold the camera, hold your iPhone, run video. I mean, it is going to be like a jungle when you get there. Welcome to the jungle. You're going to walk in. It's like you're going to feel like Axl Rose is on your grass.
You're not wrong.
You know, as soon as you walk
in. The deal.
You know what I mean? And you're going to, that's how it's going to feel. I mean, you know, you're going to be walking in and you're going to be pulling up and you're going to hear this. Is there a block party?
Yeah, that's
music.
That's
and you're going to be rolling up.
Right.
And you're like, wait a minute, is that
Gregory's on the roof
with Slash? Slash and Gregory on the roof playing guitar. Gregory's got the top hat like Slash with the wig on. And all of a sudden, Axl Rose is on the porch, standing on top of the friggin' washing machine.
Exactly.
And Hickus Moose out of his car.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, I just want to, Axl, I just want to fix the teleport.
I just want to fix the outlet.
Oh, my God.
You're not wrong, Taz. Oh, that is what I'm walking into. Taz goes home. There's peace. There's serenity.
Oh, relaxation.
Lights a cigar. Sits there.
Sit by the pool. With the heater on.
Right, with the heater on.
Yeah.
I go home. It's like get the fire. Get the blow torches out.
Slash going through a rip.
What is going on here?
This is my wife. She's playing tambourine. Oh, what?
It's Taz of the Moose on this Monday, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. That is your number to call, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose with you here on this Monday morning. We got the undercard coming your way a little later on this hour. Bogus is in the house. What's going on, Andrew?
Hey, Moose.
Hello.
And Taz, and you're welcome for my dramatic reading of the three earlier this hour. Thank you.
Very titty.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain that part.
Why was it so tinny?
That unintended. I don't know how that happens. I'm going to blame the equipment in the other room.
You didn't go back and listen.
Where did you do this? Where did you...
The little booth right outside here.
Why didn't you just do it?
Your mic's not on yet.
My mic is not on.
Near it. Sorry.
I'm in front of it, sir.
I couldn't hear you.
Why didn't you do it in a mic studio? Big mic studio.
Mike Francesa's studio?
Correct.
Am I allowed to go in there?
Yeah.
Oh, why not? God.
Yeah.
I have my own little booth right here that
Harris Allen sleeps in there most mornings.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, Mike's studio. Yeah.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, I'll go in there, take a nap.
It's terrifying if you go in there and you're not expecting him.
Right, he's sleeping on the floor.
Does he bring a sleeping bag?
No.
What does he sleep on, like Mike's snorkel, like his coat?
No.
Is this Mike's sneakers?
Mike has a Murphy bed in there. He pulls out of the wall.
He's sleeping on the dirty floor. It's disgusting.
Does he really do that?
Yeah, he does. He takes a nap in there.
No, between us, really?
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm not lying.
Because I think the problem is on most days, like, he can't leave right away because, like, the bus or train doesn't run yet when his shift is done. So he stays here and
Why don't they buy a cot here for guys working? Why don't they?
Oh, there's no cot.
I have an idea. Hold on. Let me just, I need to interrupt the update. Let me just say this. Why doesn't the company here?
Yeah.
I mean, Mr. Chernoff can approve this, I'm sure. Why don't they take a vacant room and make it a quasi-hotel room? Put a little bathroom in there and put a bed in there and have someone change the sheets and just use it for...
A restroom.
Mm. No, a bedroom for people that have to work overnights.
Yeah, no.
For taking naps.
Like, now that you said that out loud, do you understand why it doesn't happen yet?
Yes.
Okay.
So, like, when you go to a truck stop, they have those for truckers.
Yeah.
You know, in WWE studio, they actually have two rooms like that, all kidding aside.
That's nice. Restrooms. That's nice.
They're bedrooms with bathrooms in there and showers for talent producers that have to work overnight. They treat their people the right way. So, I mean, instead of a guy sleeping on the floor like a stumble bum. I mean, no disrespect to stumble bums. I'm just saying.
Bob Uesler does updates at the Fan. He usually, if it's in a snowstorm, he'll bring a sleeping bag so he can sleep on the floor in a sleeping bag. Jody McDonald usually uses on the weekends, sleeps on the couch in here. Takes his shoes and socks off. Sometimes you'll see him walking around with his socks on, brushing his teeth in the bathroom.
Are You're joking, dude.
I swear to God.
No.
Are you serious?
He's not even a little bit.
No,
it's
Jody
so sad.
McDonald. Jody McDonald, one time, there was a kid named, we used to call him Baboots, Joe Kersey, right? Used to work here. Jody McDonald, one time, asked Joe if he could go to his apartment to take a shower.
Oh, my God. This is just tremendous.
And yeah. Jody's not a young man. Jody should be. I know graduated from from these things.
Well, he's paid his dues 10 times
over. I'm not mocking Jody.
No, you're not knocking Jody.
I'm not knocking Jody. I'm just saying, no, that's just the way it is. That's the, you know, so.
But it shouldn't be like that.
I agree.
It shouldn't be like that.
I'm just telling you what happens.
Do I need to be the voice of reason?
Sometimes you walk in and you'll see, I mean, Harris doesn't just use Mike's studio. I see him using the production studios. You'll walk around and you'll just make sure he's alive, that he didn't drop dead in one of the production studios, because all you do is see his feet.
And then you'll
see a little bit of movement to his
feet.
Sounds
like Harris sleeps on a job a lot, to be honest with you.
No, it's after his shift.
Oh, right.
It's post-shift. This is not during. We don't want to spread poor rumors.
No, he's a hard worker.
He's a hard worker.
He's got a great voice, too.
Great voice. But this is after his shift. He'll go into one of the production studios and he'll grab some Z's. It's amazing that he's able to sleep on a floor that's as dirty as it is, because the rug is very dirty. And no pillow. No nothing. Just passes right out. He's got to be. I mean, you got to be dog tired to be that.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, I don't know.
I'd hitchhike home before I slept here.
Take an Uber. I mean, the guy works a lot. He probably makes really good money, I'm sure.
I've slept in my car here in Stern snowstorm.
Right.
CBS Sports Radio. Yeah.
All bets are off. But these are guys sleeping here because they, like, Jody's coming from Philadelphia and hosting overnights there, and he drives here to host in the morning, so he takes a nap in between. Like, this is the normal course of action for these guys.
This is like what pro wrestlers do when they're first breaking into business.
Right.
When you make your $50 a match, you live like that.
And you're in Elks Lodge fighting.
Correct.
Yeah. I agree with you.
But actually, when I wrestled in the Elks Lodge, I was making bank. But that's when ECW was doing well. But the Elks Lodge thing, got your joke.
But
I was actually doing pretty well. But anyway, no, but I get his point. Like, you work in a VFW hall, so that's what you meant to say.
Yeah. Well, Jody, sometimes there was one holiday, three-day holiday weekend where he did, I think it was 8 shows in 3 days.
Jeez.
Between WFAN and CBS Sports Radio. He did 8 shows.
Why doesn't Boomer Esiason open up his office for to be a bedroom for everybody?
Come on now.
No.
You keep asking a lot of questions that
you know the answer.
I'm just trying to help
Boomer Esiason.
I'm just trying to help the team.
You're answering questions that you know the answer to before you ask them.
Listen, you brought up that these situations where these men are sleeping here like vagrants. And I'm the voice of the voiceless.
I brought up the situation. I want to make sure if I ever have to take a nap, I know where Jody's put his feet, which end of the couch. So that's not where my head's going the next time.
You can't sleep in anybody's feet. Because this studio is always occupied.
Oh, this studio is always occupied, yeah. No doubt.
What about the break area, the little kitchen? There's a green room right there. Why can't they open that up and give Jody the key and let him sleep in there?
We're not allowed in that. That's the.
We're not allowed in that? What are we, studio area?
That green room? No, we're not.
Allowed in that? What am I, a freaking animal?
That's an event
about
thing.
The curse
that's when they have,
on Veterans
talent,
Day.
That's the talent for the event.
I know what it is. The Boom Jones.
They lock the door when the event is done.
They're
not allowed.
They have the key, sir. Why not give a guy like Jody, who's working his ass off, give him the key so he can sleep like a human? Does he have to do his update? Why are you talking, sir?
I'm telling Pete a story that's not for air about sleeping here.
Okay.
Sorry.
You can't clean it up for the air?
No, don't.
No.
Don't.
Okay.
No.
So, Moose just goes, don't.
Please.
So,
don't clean it up.
That means
for
Moose
the air.
Knows the story and I don't.
No, he doesn't.
It's just not worth telling on the air.
I think that we all need to go talk to the boss here about that green room for Harris. We need to go step up for Harris Allen and Jody McDowell. So these guys.
McDonald.
What did I call him?
McDowell.
I only know the guy like 15, 20 years. I'm not
You've
kidding.
Known Jody for a long time.
I have known him a long time.
He's a huge wrestling
fan. He used to come
too.
To the wrestling shows all the time in Philly.
He's a huge wrestler.
What did I call him? McDowell?
Jody McDowell.
What did I call him? McDonald?
It's Jody McDonald.
I called him McDowell. Like,
Jody Aloysius.
Joseph Anthony Aloysius McDowell.
Jody Mack. That's what I call him.
There it is.
So here we go. So we got to step up for guys like Harris and Jody Allen. Jody Mack. My
best bud.
No, but really.
But people ask you about the industry. That's part of the industry.
No, hold on.
That is true.
Hold on. You're half right. That's how the industry was. When you work for progressive places, it's a little different. I'm just talking about the white elephant in the room. Okay, so you guys could lay out, and that's fine. I don't care. I'm just saying, when you work places where you're going to... That's not how it's done. People are not sleeping on the floor.
Oh, no, that's fair.
Like stumble bugs.
I mean,
the place I worked at before here is the same thing.
Hey, it's good for your back.
All right.
They had a shower room, but they had no place to sleep.
I did traffic. Did I ever tell you I did traffic for Cablevision?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I used to voice traffic reports for Cablevision.
You should do traffic on the air here.
No, I did.
That's
it.
That's a good idea. Good bit we could do.
No, I should do.
Come
it.
On.
Yeah. I used to, when you used to go to Cablevision, the channels, and they'd be like, here's the Westchester map, Long Island map, Jersey map, this and that. So I used to do it. It's amazing the group of people that I worked with. Lori Bordenaro, who now does news on CBS.
Oh, yeah, I know who she is.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
I know.
We were in this pod in New York City on 57th Street, right?
Yeah.
I used to voice over tracks, right? So one time, it was great. Now I'm part-time. I was not a full-time employee. I did it to basically make some extra money while I was doing some other things. I was working part-time at The Fan. I was working part-time at Sirius. And
still have their number?
Updates. Yeah. No, the traffic, no. I'm not. Anyway,
yeah.
So I was doing all these different things. The point of the story is this, is that I'm a part-time employee. We were having a bad snowstorm coming into Manhattan, and they put everybody up at like this 5-star hotel.
Mm. Right?
Regardless of shift you worked at, and everyone got their own hotel room. It was amazing. It was great. I was like, well, I don't need a hotel. He's like, yeah, you're coming into work. I was like, really? Like, that's amazing.
I worked at a place that gave us hotel rooms in a snowstorm, and the hotel was 30 blocks away from the studio. And we were like, how are we supposed to get there
and get back
in this snowstorm?
That happened to me during Sandy. I was 40 blocks away from you.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, you're further from your house.
Yeah.
When you work with the right group of folks,
the food's not running away from you, Taz. You don't have to take a huge bite. I mean, it's not like you just killed the lion and it's trying to escape.
I was just hungry. But you're right. No. So the thing is, like, you know, you don't have to have, like, they gave you all your own hotel room. I feel bad for you, and that's like an amazing moment for you. Like, I just did business in a resume. I was at a 5-star.
I'm on my resume.
Feel bad for
me. I was at a 5-star Hilton hotel this weekend working.
Good for you. That's great.
I'm not bragging, but that's where the company put me. I mean,
snowstorm. The point of being is that we're talking about the idea of being. When I've traveled with the company, I've been put in nice hotels.
What's that?
When I've traveled with the company, I've been put in nice hotels.
This company?
Yeah.
What's a nice hotel? You Holiday Inn?
No. Stop. I've been put in nice hotels.
All right.
I'm glad you were taken care of. Rightfully so. You should be.
I've been taking care of my whole career.
You're a grand champion.
You are.
You're damn right. I'm a
2.5-time world champion.
Yes. You should get two hotel rooms.
Grand champion.
One was a spare.
Hilton. Yes. Then they had a big wedding on the upper floor. They have it was like a part of a conference room in Baltimore. 500 people at this wedding. I think a bunch of folks from, I think it was maybe Pakistan. I was talking to some of the guys, really nice guys. And I come back from the event. I forgot the wedding was there. I walked into this lobby. The music was so loud. I felt like, and I was like, that beat, that, what do you call that? Bollywood, I think it's called, or something like that. I think that style of music. It's actually pretty badass. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, this
there
is pretty
you
cool.
Go. Dude, you should have jumped into the wedding.
I would have.
The wedding.
Gave a speech.
Yeah. I'm at the hotel. You know, I got swag at the hotel. You know, I'm walking around the lobby. That's my thing, you know. So I'm like, all right. And then I just, you know, I went over to the bar. Grabbed a little cognac.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Watch the highlights. Bammer and LSU. You know, people come over, talk to me. It's just a Saturday night, bro.
Very good. You've got a wonderful life, Taz. Bogish, what's going on?
Hey, Moose. Kirk Cousins' teams are now 2-7 in primetime. Cousins tossing a pair of scores to tight end Kyle Rudolph, while Dalvin Cook ran for 96 yards and the deciding touchdown in a 28-24 Vikings win in Dallas last night.
Proud of the way we played, the way we fought. Never is going to be perfect, and so you got to find a way to still get it done, and we did.
Cousins and the Vikings led 14-0 and 17-14, but were down one late in the third when Cook scored from 2 yards out. The defense then denied the Cowboys on fourth down, picked off Dak Prescott's last-second heave to get the W. The Steeler win streak is 4th. They're beating the Rams 17-12. Matthew Stafford's 136 consecutive start streak ending in Chicago because of back and hip injuries. His Lions lose to the Bears 20-13. and a shocking end for the Titans and Chiefs in Nashville.
Set. Block! It's been picked up by Sims. It's blocked by Joshua Kalu!
Mike Keith didn't actually curse on Titans radio. Harrison Butker's tying 52-yard field goal block to end the game, 35-32 for the Titans.
I don't care. Keep going.
Patrick Mahomes, 446 yards, three touchdowns in his return from his dislocated kneecap. Arkansas football fired head coach Chad Morris with a 4-18 record in less than two seasons. In overtime last night, the Blazers beat the Hawks 124-113 to end a four-game skid. The Lakers' seven-game win streak ends at home to the Raptors 113-104. The Suns took care of the Nets 138-112. And the Bucks beat the Thunder 121-119. The San Francisco Giants have hired Scott Harris out of the Cubs front office to be their new GM. His first job is replacing manager Bruce Bochy. And Denny Hamlin won the NASCAR race in Phoenix to clinch his spot at the season or for the season title next weekend at Homestead Miami. Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Busch, and Kevin Harvick also alive for the crown.
You've had this happen. I had a scathing argument last night. Scathing. With somebody I know over 20 years.
Via text. Called your wife, Pete.
Via text, this is.
Right.
And I called this guy two or three times, and he won't answer the phone. And it's like, I'm really mad. And he was mad. But he was wrong. I'm not wrong. And he would rather argue with me in a text. This is the what the world has become.
Yeah.
Can we not be adults and talk to each other? And I'm not. I'm a text guy, just like you. I'm all down with the text. I think texting's great.
I'm not great with texting, but okay.
No, you are. You're pretty good with texting.
I'm really. My wife gets on.
No, but you reply quick. If I have a text, you reply real quick. You're pretty good with texting. I think so.
Yeah. I'm hit. I've tried to get better. I've tried to improve that aspect.
Point
of my
is
life.
This: if someone's gonna fight with somebody,
trying to always evolve.
I know you are. If get you're gonna better. Argue with somebody,
improve.
I call them up and fight with them.
I agree with that.
Get in their face physically.
Fair.
I don't know about that. No, I'm not saying drop the dude.
Well, you just said get in their face physically.
Well, I meant like get into it, let it out. Get in a face-to-face argument.
A discussion.
It's better, right. A debate. It's better than... Okay. Look who's calling me.
Who's calling
you? Mike Bisegna.
Well, if you want to call and fight, I'm ready.
Yeah, there you go.
This is Taz. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Taz.
That's funny.
I'm like, why is my phone ringing? And it's the producer of the show.
That's great. Good job, Mike.
But anyway, like, you don't argue with people. Don't argue with them.
I don't disagree with you.
So now this guy that I know for 20 years.
Comfortable conversation.
Well, I'm fixing to tell him today to go, you know what, himself. On Veterans Day, I'm going to tell him.
Don't do that.
No, I'm going to do
that. Just try and talk it out.
I tried yesterday.
And he won't answer the phone. Well, then...
Because he's got no... It starts with a B and has two L's and an S.
Do I know this person?
No. Oh. And do you think you know everyone I know?
No, I was just asking you.
Oh. So, look, Pete the Body, look at his face. He's trying to figure out who I'm talking about.
I'm sure you guys have discussed it this morning.
No, actually, we didn't. Pete, right?
No. They haven't. I can confirm it.
Mike has no idea.
That's true. I have no idea.
I just don't understand. I don't understand why people. My job here, Moose, you and I, you know, we take our job serious. Our job is to serve the public here.
Yes.
Okay? And that's what we do. We take care of the audience.
We're like Carlos Beltran. We're there to serve the people.
Exactly.
As Brody Van Wagenen.
So here's my point in that.
He's here to serve.
Who else just tried to call me?
Oh. I don't know.
So anyway, so now. I thought it was the guy I'm arguing with.
I'd agree with you. I'd talk to him on the phone. Just drive up to his place of business.
Well, he doesn't live in the state. He doesn't live here.
That narrows it down.
Yeah, I got it.
So it is Iron Sheik.
Yeah, I just want everyone out here to know, and especially you people that work on the show, don't be that guy. Answer your phone like an adult, like a man or a woman.
Yeah.
Have the chutzpah to get on the phone with somebody and man up and have some hair on your chest.
Yeah.
Unless you're a woman, that would be odd. But whatever floats your boat. I don't begrudge anyone with their whatever hair.
Good catch.
So the thing is, smooth. The thing is this.
What? If you're a woman, you don't look like the werewolf?
No. Don't get into text arguments with people. Talk to people. Talk to people, ladies and gentlemen. Can't we all just talk it out?
Yeah. Paul, nice PSA. Jesus.
I know. Heavy.
What happened to you when you were sick?
You know, I get heavy sometimes. I'm on a conversation. Very heavy conversation.
Right. I'll text you later.
Because, dude, now I'm mad at this guy. Like, I'm really mad at this guy now. No, bro, like, really,
I
really
understand.
Mad.
I
like,
get
when
that
I
sense.
See him again, I'm going to get, like, up in his face, bro.
The undercard. You should. The undercard. I have no idea what it's about or who it's with, but you should get up
in
his
face. It's not about money. It's not about sports betting. Oh. Nothing like that.
The undercard comes your way next. It's Taz and the Moose on this Monday morning. CBS. What else is there then, Taz? CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Time right now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Sam in Miami. Do you think Kyle Allen is the long-term solution at quarterback in Carolina? We'll get to that answer here momentarily. Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. I think he's got a shot. I don't know if I'm – there's a lot to like about him, Taz. You know, playing in the snow – he's tough, took some hits, makes some bad decisions here or there.
Throws
but he's
the ball well, though.
Throws the ball well. Throws a really nice football, too.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think he's long-term. You think long-term? That's what Sam is asking.
Wow. I think he's got a shot to be a long-term quarterback. I wouldn't sign on the dotted line and say Kyle Allen is now the solution at quarterback for Carolina for the next 8 to 10 years.
Well, dude,
I think that's too strong.
Maybe that's what Sam is asking, though.
No,
when
I agree
long-term,
with you.
You know what I mean?
No, I know. I agree with you. I would not necessarily. I'd question whether or not he's the long-term solution at quarterback.
Right, so we agree.
Yeah, he's a good player, though. He's got. But I'll tell you this: I have a right to change. I think he's got the talent, and I think there's things to like. There are guys that. You see play quarterback and you watch him, you're like, listen, smoke and mirrors, he's not that good. There are things to like about Kyle Allen. He's athletic. He can break containment. He can make all the throws.
Yeah. Makes good decisions. Small player. Yeah. He's, you know, but I guess he just doesn't have that name cachet, that you know, that the sexy name as the QBs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's probably maybe what it is for me. Not that that's everything. Production, performance is everything, you know. But I just don't think like the long-term solution, I don't think he's the guy. I don't know who that guy is, but I don't know. What are we going to do tomorrow? What are we going to talk about?
Sports, I think. Right? And some other things. I'll give you an update on how my electrical work went this afternoon.
That's the key right there.
Yeah, we'll touch upon that.
That's the key. Yeah. Remember, you got to get some video. You got the kids at the house now, so this should be entertaining. Yeah. Sorry I bursted your bubble, because you thought you were going into a nice, quiet, empty home.
I did.
And you're going into...
Yeah, I'm going into
Slash and Axl Rose.
Yeah, I'm going into
earlier.
Right. I'm going into Lord of the Flies.
Last Man Standing.
Right. No holds barred.
They just did that at AEW. Did a lights out match. That means it's unsanctioned. So that's perfect. You're going unsanctioned.
Unsanctioned.
A non-sanctioned event.
Yeah.
That's what your house always is.
No.
That means there's no rules.
I'm trying to watch my Jackson's Flag football game on Saturday. I turn around. Gregory and Paul are fighting over a football.
Mm.
Right? Paul is on top of Gregory, riding him like a horse.
Okay.
Then Gregory turns him onto the ground and basically starts dragging him by his hair.
Nice. Brothers. Well, yeah, that's intensity.
Paul's screaming. I'm like, what are you guys doing? My wife's yelling at them. They won't stop. They're fighting over this.
Meanwhile, there's other families watching this, huh?
Yeah.
It was embarrassing, bro.
It was a tough scene.
That's tough.
But then people
are
laughing.
Did you just apologize to people?
How cute.
Oh, look, here comes the Melusis.
They're like, how cute. They love each other.
How cute. Yeah, that's cute, all right.
And then they calm down.
Oh, yeah.
Then they calm down. But, yeah, they like those are brothers. I never had a brother growing up. They love to fight.
It's like in wrestling. Falls count anywhere. That's what your whole house is. Falls count anywhere.
That's it. Mike P, good job. Right. Bogus with the updates. Taz, good stuff, man.
Thank
Welcome
you,
back.
Sir. Yes. I didn't go anywhere far, but thank you.
No, but you know. Okay. I didn't. Folks, enjoy your Monday. Till tomorrow. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.